Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What celebrity tea are we dishing today, guys?
Well, Heidi, Tristan Thompson has scored in a court of law. We'll explain.
Also, the Marvel Cinematic Universe finally, I guess, its first major queer character.
Plus, I got a chance to chat with Lacey Mosley about her character in the new iCarly reboot. Brett will join us later. But yo, Sherry, what you got first, mommy?
Well, Chewy, Tristan Thompson scored a win, but it's in court. Tristan won a conditional default judgment in a libel lawsuit against a woman that claimed he falsely accused him of fathering her 5-year-old son. Ooh. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
So reportedly, Kimberly Alexander was ordered to pay Tristan Thompson $50,000 in general damages and over $2,000 in a conditional default judgment. Now, Tristan took a DNA test that showed he was not the father. However, Kimberly believes the test was messed with because it was done by a facility associated with the Kardashian family. Dun, 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 dun.
They're not that powerful.
Come on. Wow. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Now, Gary and Portia, Tristan did warn Kimberly Alexander to stop telling the blogs he was the daddy or he was gonna sue. But what's y'all thoughts on this? Should he have just gone and let this girl? Because maybe she's a little mental, you think? Maybe he should have just let it go. What y'all think?
She's very much so got a clear head. She knew he screwed her. She knew who she had sex with. And that baby probably is his. And them Kardashians probably did something to the damn DNA fluid and stuff. Porsche, you know about that.
No, Lord.
Oh, Gary.
What?
Yeah.
Listen, I know he should not have taken it lightly on her. Because these clout chasers need to stop, okay? If you had sex with him and you've been having sex with other people, then you should not be telling the blogs, you know, for a fact it's his baby, okay? She should have been out there saying, we had sex, and I think it's his baby. But you can't be out here just recklessly saying stuff and pee and think people not gonna fight back, because they are.
What I find most impressive about the story is to find out the Kardashians own a paternity test clinic.
I mean,
when you spend so much money on tests, you gotta buy the business.
Baby.
I mean, that's Kardashian all the way.
Baby, I got a story for y'all. So Trick Daddy is about to get stung by some beehives, okay? I'm talking about the Beyonce beehive for throwing shade on Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't know what done happened with Trick Daddy, honey. Earlier this week, he went viral for saying that Beyonce can't sing and that Jay-Z never won the greatest rapper alive title. I guess he's saying he named himself that. Yes.
What?
Well, after his initial comments went viral, the Beehive swarmed Trick Daddy, honey, with the quickness and blasted him for coming at the queen and the king, all right?
I heard he changed his tune for him. And he is saying, y'all, that he thinks Beyonce can sing, but not like others.
Yes.
He said she can sing, but she definitely can't sing like Miss Whitney Houston or Miss Mariah Carey, which she cannot.
Mm. Very few people can.
Is he wrong for having an unpopular opinion, y'all? He can state what he thinks, right?
And you know what, Chewy? The bad thing about it is he had his opinion, but the Beehive went after his restaurant. Like, they started leaving all kinds of reviews for his restaurant, which affects his business and his money. So I don't agree with him, but what I don't agree with is if you have a difference of opinion, in this day and age, you can't state it because people want to cancel you.
When it comes to an entertainer who's in this business and they're his age and he's got his own, you know, stream of fans, he's not allowed to say whatever he thinks.
Nope. Analyze it.
Not when it's against Beyonce. You notice how we're all pretty quiet.
I'm sitting over here in a beekeeper's costume right now. I'm afraid of the swarm.
I've got my EpiPen right here. I'm just terrified of getting stung.
Well, moving on, let's talk about the god of mischief, Low-Key, or some people start calling him now Down Low-Key. He just became the first openly bisexual character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, the revelation came in episode 3 of Loki's Disney Plus show when he was asked, has he ever been with would-be princesses or perhaps another prince? To which he replies, a bit of both. Now, Marvel writer Kate Herron then confirmed Loki's sexuality in a tweet saying, "From the moment I joined Loki Official, it was very important to me and my goal to acknowledge Loki was bisexual."
Okay, okay. Well, y'all, since the cat is out of the bag, literally, all right, that he can go both ways, who do you think we should be hooking him up with? Who do you think he should get with?
The other bisexual Marvel Cinematic Universe character, Deadpool.
Yeah.
It is Captain Marvel. Does Captain Marvel go both ways?
Captain Marvel's, I think, full-on lesbian.
She's full-on lesbian.
Oh, wow.
I said that just for you.
Thank you.
All right, this is my kind of story right here. Seems John Cena turned a family gathering into a WWE SmackDown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, during a recent appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, the wrestler revealed that he completely shut down his brother's wedding all because of a little liquid courage. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
Have you ever experienced a wedding fail?
Yeah, I think that's something kind of we all have. Mine was my brother Matt's wedding. I thought it would be a nice gesture to open the bar. Drinks are on me. That's my gift to the bride and groom. Nobody would have to pay for anything. So I found out it was a mistake when my brother Dan and I got into a fist fight in the middle of the dance floor and closed the wedding down.
Oh, yeah, so
man.
John went on to say, you know, the guest wanted to stop the fight, but the Cena family's like, they'll get over it. They'll work it out. None of our business.
But Portia, now you're getting married. Yeah. You're getting married, Portia. You've already said you're inviting everybody to the wedding. Which one of your Dish co-hosts are you more afraid of getting that liquid courage and acting out at your daggone reception?
This is really easy. I know for a fact when they say, "Do you have anything else to say or hold your peace?" Gary's gonna stand up and profess his love for me. I know this. Or I really will. That's a part of the reason why I've been a runaway bride, but I know that Gary is going to, Gary with the beard is going to stand up and burp and tell me he loved me, okay?
All right, you guys, it's time for a new segment. I think you're going to like our new segment, and we're calling it Stream It or Stop It.
Okay.
This is where we look at new shows that are streaming on all these different media platforms, and we're going to decide if we should stream it, if it's good, or we should stop it because it's bad. This is unbelievable. I thought this was a completely fake story, but I have video proof that it's real. Your minds are going to be blown. There's a new show on Netflix. It's called Sexy Beast. It makes blind dating even weirder than blind dating already is. You will not believe your eyes. Take a look.
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever.
Hey, how you doing? Damn. How you doing?
Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
What is your ideal woman?
Ash. First, personality second.
Cheers.
So, I like your fin.
So,
oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. Masks?
No, it's real. It's real. Are we streaming it? Are we stopping it? I feel like just out of curiosity, I may have to watch at least one episode.
I'm streaming it. I'm binging it. I'm watching it. Like, I want to see the makeup. I want to see what these people have to say, how they live. Like, I'm totally for it.
Sherry, I know you were on The Masked Singer, and that's what they sort of describe the show as. It's sort of like The Masked Singer. So, Sherry,
and
I know
Love
you're,
is Blind.
And Love is Blind. So, Sherry, I know you're single. Perhaps we could get Sherry Shepherd on this dating show.
Okay, but Heidi, I got enough problems trying to go on blind dates and get past a man, let alone him wearing a damn mask.
I get it.
We're all going to know that it's Sherry.
Literally, her dates are blind and they can't see her. So, yeah,
they're
it's tough.
Know it's Sherry. If Baby Deer has big breasts like Sherry, we're going to know. We're going to know.
Well, coming up, honey, we're going to tell you, honey, why Nick Cannon, honey, is anti-rubber. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So Nick Cannon is on baby number 7, y'all. And this old interview, y'all, from 2017, honey, that he did with Howard Stern, honey, may just tell us why. So just take a look why he having all them babies.
I'm probably going to die sooner than most people. That's what the doctor said. But I'm living life like...
No, what did the
like,
doctor
I might die in the morning, so let's... All night. Like,
Nick, what did the... Yeah, right. Well, now you got a point. The doctor...
Why wear condoms?
So he's like what Prince said, party like it's 1999 because we're going to die anyway. So
that's
just...
That's right.
No condoms.
Yeah.
None?
But you know what, though? Wow. I always thought about that, though. I always thought if I could just have sex with everybody I wanted before I died, I think it would be great, honey. I would die with a smile on my face, honey. And I wish
yeah,
I
but
could
what about the broken hearts that you would leave behind, Gary?
Well, but
what
I would
about
let
the
them
broken
know.
Hearts? They wouldn't have a...
I would let them know this Gary, is just for free.
You're a eunuch, like a Ken doll.
Oh, Portia, damn.
Yo, HK, do you think as a man, do you think that's a good excuse not to use a condom?
That's a good excuse for Nick Cannon, but for regular poor people, it's a terrible excuse. Right. Nick Cannon yes. has the money to yes. wear, like, when he, if he, you know, God forbid, if something happens to him, his kids will be taken care of. But for right. everybody else, it's just going to be a bunch of pissed off people at your funeral.
Right. What about you, Sherry?
And HK, it's not even that. It's not even that they'll be taken care of financially. That's all fine and good. But you're leaving seven kids because you're talking about if you're gonna die anyway. You're leaving seven kids with no father.
Sherry, in real life, though, if he keeps having all these kids, he's not going to have a lot of time to spend with them anyway. So, it's the same thing. So, it's fine.
He does spend time with his kids, though. Let
but you know what? This works out because he can do a Zoom call with everybody. And everybody can be in the same place at the same time. I'm just saying, virtually, it's working out, all right? It's working out.
If the Wi-Fi working, Simon Cowell might have to watch his back after pulling the ultimate prank on Sofia Vergara during their show, America's Got Talent. Take a look, y'all.
Three, fire!
Woo!
I gotcha.
If any of you ever prank me like that, we're gonna have serious problems, all
yeah,
right, y'all?
Yeah, this is
because
not funny.
I love all of you, and I would be terrified.
She should have just ran her hand above his nether region, and she would have been able to see exactly how dead he was.
Oh, wow.
Trust me, he been looking at Sophia.
Oh, damn, Portia, you wow. on one today.
I'm just saying, that would have woke right on up. She would have been like, get up.
Exactly.
I know how to wake him up.
Wow. Sophia says she's Colombiana, and they always get payback. I know this because I dated one, and she pulled a knife on me once.
Ooh.
But that's for
Ooh.
Another time.
Oh, damn, Chewy.
What do you think she'll
damn,
do?
Damn, Chewy.
You know what? Sophia, I love Sophia Vergara. I think she's going to do something real crazy, and it's going to even top.
Yeah.
It's wow. going to scare Simon. He done messed with the wrong Colombian.
Change his body wash yeah. to Nair.
What, Portia?
If that man lost that little bit of black hair on his head, he would die. He would. Can y'all imagine yeah. that? Like, he would just
man,
die.
Man, Portia, you're good.
Or even if you just did it to his face wash, Portia, and made his eyebrows kind of yes. just rub off. Like, imagine Simon Cowell with no
just
eyebrows.
Crazy.
He would die. It
a
really
bit
did. Prank came to life. Prank came to life. You did.
Wow. All right, coming up, iCarly is back, y'all, and I sit down with one of the stars, Lacey Mosley, to talk about the reboot and so much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. The highly anticipated iCarly reboot is finally out in the world, and we're dishing with one of its stars, the lovely Lacey Mosley. Welcome to the show, Lacey.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if I were to talk to you, if we were just hanging out in 2007, and I were to tell you, yo, Lacey, you're going to be in the show 14 years from now, what would you have told me?
I would have told you were lying, you know?
Talk to me about your character a little bit. Who are you playing on iCarly?
So I play Harper Betancourt. She is an aspiring stylist. She's queer. She's bisexual. So it's fun because you get to see her talk about men and about women, and maybe you get to see her date a woman. I don't know. Okay. And so that's, you know, I felt really dope having queer writers in the room who were writing these stories and making them authentic. I feel like this character is really fun.
I love that. Here we are, man, 2021, where we can have a black woman on a show be bisexual and it just be the norm.
It's surreal to me watching where so many black actresses before me have come. Even being on the set, the woman, Cora, who does my hair, she does my braids. Sometimes I get my hair braided on set, and I feel like I'm in Wakanda. Kathleen, who does my makeup, always has my face beat. And as a black actress, you always keep your makeup in your purse because you never know, you know?
You also have a podcast. Talk to me about that, man. Scam Goddess.
I wanted to scam the podcast industry. I put out a pilot, and they were like, oh, we have too many, you know, pop culture comedy podcasts. And I was like, okay, but I want to do a comedy podcast. You know, I've always loved scams. I consider myself a scammer, and I consider myself a mark. I scammed Beyonce one time.
Yo, wait. Explain that. Wait.
It's not as bad as it sounds. So I was at the 4040 Club, and it was a big holiday weekend, maybe All-Star Weekend or something, and Beyonce gave the girls by walking into the front of the club and up into VIP, which she, like, never did, but she gave the girls a moment. And I remember VIP was, like, super closed off, and we were all my friends in black dresses, and I was like, yo, there's cups right there. What if we just hold those cups over our head because it's so crowded? Maybe we could go see Beyonce. And so we held the cups over our head like... Bottle service, excuse me.
Like you were the bottle girls? Like you were the bottle girls?
Yeah. And we got to run up and see Beyonce, and she was so sweet.
That is hilarious, yo. So, okay, we have this segment on Dish Nation called Thirst Trapping with the Stars, and we were digging through your Instagram, and, you know, there's an awesome picture of you driving a boat, and then there's also, you know, a picture of you working it out at the gym. Would you say you're thirst trapping, or is that just you being Lacey?
Okay, well, do you want to leave, like, a little bear trap, you know, with a little thirst in there for the girls? Yes. You know what? Why not? We all do it. I'll be a hoochie till I die. And I'm a proud hoochie.
Yeah, you know, you have so many awesome things happening. Where can we follow you?
Guys, if you want to follow me and my thirst traps, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms.
I love it. Lacey, you're awesome, man. Well, there you have it. Thanks so much to our girl Lacey for dishing with us. Make sure to catch Lacey on iCarly Reboot on Paramount Plus, and stay tuned for Mo Dish Nation. I'm Chewy Martinez. That's Lacey Mosley. We up out of here. Peace.
Dish Nation.
Y'all, welcome back. This mom got the surprise of her life when she found out that her 10-month-old baby somehow bought a, check this out, y'all, a $10,000 upgrade for her Tesla.
Okay.
I would have got a chanclazo. All right, so well, the boss baby somehow bought the self-driving package to the Tesla app that became non-refundable after 48 hours. Unfortunately, mom didn't know about the upgrade until she checked her bank statement days later. Okay, wow. Y'all, how would you feel if this happened to y'all?
First of all, she's a damn lie, okay? What she was gonna do, she was gonna ball out with that money, okay? And then she realized, okay, never mind, I don't need it. How is a 10-month-old gonna do that? How? Please, how?
But Portia, yeah. Have you seen these babies on these iPads?
These kids are very tech savvy.
Have you seen a baby or a young toddler with a tablet or a cell phone? They know how to operate those things better than adults sometimes.
They just be pushing buttons. They don't know how to operate it. They just push buttons, honey.
No, yes, they do. I used to ask Jeffrey when he was 2 years old to fix my Wi-Fi, my computer, and my phone, and he knew how to do it. These kids are bad with this. They know how to do it. They should. You ask PJ. I bet you, Portia, right now, if you go ask PJ to fix your lighting for Dish Nation, to fix your Wi-Fi, and start your router, PJ can do it. Go try it right now.
She needs to be on the Dish payroll at this point.
And if you leave your kids your phone long enough, it'll be speaking different languages and doing things you didn't know your phone could do.
If you can find Portia Morning Save, that'll be
she
cute.
She can. That's what we've been going wrong with Portia this whole time. We should have been asking PJ to find everything. Oh, gosh.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.